As someone said, for example, if the man used to be a thief, he said, I know you used to be a thief and now you're trying to steal my soul as well. You know? Even if everything he says is right, the person will go, I know what you're like. That's how you are. But the prophets, therefore, were not like that. They were people of the most excellent. If you examine the character of the prophets, itself will be a type of means for you to be convinced that they are messengers from God. Indeed, this is one of the wonders of Islam, that Allah sent a messenger, Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This man, if you were to read and research into his life and his teachings and his morals and his conduct, you will find that there is a human being of the most outstanding integrity and dedication and good character and good morals and good manners. In fact, there are so many incidents where people became Muslim merely by observing the character of Prophet Muhammad. Just by observing his behavior. There's a famous incident where there was a Jewess who used to live on the same street in Mecca as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she used to throw rubbish, you know, the waste from her house. And she used to wait for the Prophet Muhammad to come and then she would throw it out onto the street so he would get dirty and to inconvenience him. And this used to happen regularly, every day. And then one day, the Prophet Muhammad walked past the house and then he realized, I didn't get my usual delivery today. So, if it was one of us, we would have said, well, alhamdulillah, I hope the cow's dead. You know, I'm sure most of us, that's even the best of us, will be thinking like that. But the Prophet Muhammad, what did he do? He went back and he knocked on the door. And he asked the servant, is your mistress well? Is she sick? Is there anything I can do for her? When this woman heard about it, she said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. I testify that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger. No one except the prophets have character like this. This is one incident out of so many that illustrates the character and the personality and the truthfulness and the integrity of the Prophet Muhammad. He indeed is one of the wonders of Islam, that Allah has sent us a man who is such a perfect example in so many spheres of life. If one of us was just to be, for example, a perfect example of how to be a husband. Say that I managed to achieve being a good example of being a husband. Or you managed to achieve a good example of being a wife. Or you managed to achieve a good example of being a businessman or a businesswoman. Or you managed to achieve a good example of being a teacher. Or a good example of being a general, a leader, a judge. If one human being was to achieve just that in their life and they were to fall short in the others, still you would say this person is someone whose character is admirable. Take, for example, the judge that has now been accused in the Australian Parliament of having involved himself in child prostitution and homosexual acts, although he's openly a homosexual. Of course, as Muslims, we find that something that is, how can we say, it is displeasing to Allah. It's not something we find that we like it. However, the man, everyone amongst his peers, recognizes that he is very good at his job. He is a good judge. He is honest. He has integrity. And that they say, all of these things are going to blow away because he is a person who is good at what he does. He works hard and he has integrity. So you see that his good quality in just one field allows people to overlook his shortcomings in others. How about, therefore, if someone is able to be an excellent example in every single field of activity, that he is the best example of being a husband? An example, unfortunately, that many, or even most Muslim men, miserably fail to match up to.